Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JRS Midday News for Monday, May 21. Coming up, Labor Day to mark start of ramps in school program, Justice Ministry to acquire more mobile units, and ramps to be built in 130 schools on Labor Day. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using the toll road, now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. The government is embarking on a plan to install access ramps in schools across the island. This as part of a broader campaign to improve access to critical services for the physically challenged, while raising social awareness of challenges facing persons with disabilities. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the program will kick off on Labor Day, with more than 120 ramps slated for construction before the end of this fiscal year.
To have at least two ramps installed per constituency in two schools for this year. And although we kick off on Labor Day, there is an allocation to assist to ensure that these ramps are installed in schools throughout this financial year.
The minister, who was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, added that a ramp would be installed at the St. Anne's Bay Infant School on Edge Hill Road, St. Anne, as part of the National Labor Day Education Project. In the meantime, Director of Donor and Partnership Management at the National Education Trust, NET, LaToya Harris, says 130 schools are being targeted for the installation of ramps on Labor Day. Ms. Harris is, however, urging groups which plan to build additional ramps on the day to contact NET before doing so to receive the necessary specifications for schools.
Well, our technical team have done the sketches, as I said, with the scaling for the ramps. So what we'd say is get to us quickly, so that at least we could say to the team, hey, go there, look, and tell us what's the height requirements and everything. Once you send us an email, info@net.org.jm, we can provide it.
Ms. Harris is also encouraging teams to have a mason, a building officer, or other technical personnel on hand to monitor the building process. NET has earmarked $20 million for the Ramps in Schools project. The Ministry of Justice is to acquire two additional mobile legal aid units as part of efforts to increase access to legal and judicial services. The units will increase the current fleet to three and will facilitate the dispensing of free legal information on issues such as expungement of criminal records, wills, land titles, criminal matters, and child custody and maintenance. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the two additional buses will result in more persons in communities across Jamaica benefiting from the service.
We are going to have at least three mobile units to go out into every nook and cranny once they're asked to come, so that they can get information about law, about how they access justice and other legal services.
Mr. Chuck says the mobile units will complement the justice centers which are in operation in St. Anne, Portland, St. Mary, Trelawney, and Westmoreland. Four additional centers are to be opened by the end of the 2018-19 fiscal year. And the Justice Ministry recently opened a customer service center for the Corporate Area Parish Court Civil Division in a bid to strengthen and reform the sector. The center, located on Sutton Street in downtown Kingston, was established through support from the Canadian-funded Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation Just program. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the center represents a model for other customer service information centers that will be established in parish courts over time.
We are going to do everything to ensure that all the centers of justice, be it the courts, be it justice centers, be it the Ministry of Justice, that we provide first-class service. We are going to ensure that every infrastructure that the ministry is responsible for is a first-world standard.
Judges in the parish courts will be required to become aware of the provisions of the customer service charter that governs the operations of the courts. The full provisions of the charter have been published on the websites of the Supreme Court and the Court Management Services. That was JRS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.